With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits held steady last week.
The Labor Department says jobless claim applications ticked down by 1,000 to 219,000 for the week of December 21st. That's fewer than the 223,000 analysts had forecast. Meanwhile, continuing claims rose to the highest level in 3 years. Continuing claims climbed by 46,000 to 1.91 million for the week of December 14th. That's more than analysts projected and the most since the week of November 13th, 2021.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Also at SRNnews.com, a line of severe thunderstorms firing up in Texas and could spark severe weather, including high winds, hail, and potential tornadoes. Some flights were delayed or canceled at airports in Dallas and Houston. The National Weather Service says the greatest weather risk would stretch across Texas east of Dallas between Houston and portions of southern Arkansas and western and northern Louisiana. The average rate on a 30-year mortgage in the U.S. rose for the second straight week, reflecting a recent jump in bond yields. The rate rose to 6.85% from 6.72% last week. That's according to mortgage buyer Freddie Mac. A new poll shows Americans are wishing to pay less attention to the news.
The findings come in a study published by the AP NORC Center for Public Affairs Research at the University of Chicago. 65% of respondents say, coming off an intense election year, they've been feeling a need to limit their exposure to stories involving government and politics. They cite factors such as information overload and fatigue. About half of respondents say they feel the same when it comes to stories about overseas conflicts. Bob Agner reporting.
And this is SRN News. Franklin Graham will be doing some globetrotting in 2025. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The popular evangelist has released his schedule of gospel festivals for the new year, and it includes stops in 6 countries. In March, Graham plans to preach in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, then travel to Berlin in May. June finds him back in London for another one of his frequent visits to the United Kingdom. In September, he is scheduled to go to Brussels. October is Madrid. And his final international festival of 2025 is in Buenos Aires in November. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Christmas was celebrated quite differently in 2 troubled areas of the Middle East. Bethlehem marked another somber Christmas in the wake of last October's attack by Hamas on Israel. In Syria, however, Christians celebrated the holiday openly in their churches for the first time since the ouster of dictator Bashar Assad. This is SRN News. A grim discovery on a plane that landed in Maui.
Officials say Maui police are investigating the discovery of a dead body in a wheel well of a United Airlines plane after it landed in Maui. The body was found in the wheel well of one of the main landing gears on Flight 202, which arrived at the airport from Chicago on Tuesday. United Airlines said the wheel well of the Boeing 787-10 was only accessible from the outside of the aircraft, and it was unclear how or when the person accessed it. In an emailed statement, the Maui Police Department said it was, quote, actively investigating the discovery of the dead body. I'm Shelley Adler.
A taxicab hit 6 pedestrians in Midtown Manhattan and 3 people. Were taken to hospital for their injuries. That taxi driver may have had a medical condition. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.